Do you ever wonder why we don't see the kinds of miracles today that we see in the Bible? I'm sure this thought has occurred to you at least once or twice. Maybe you don't think too much about it, but it's a question that has come up frequently in my own life. When I was a child, hearing all the fantastic things taking place in the Bible stories, fire falling from heaven, water turning to blood, paralyzed men walking, I always wondered why God didn't seem to do those same things today. My favorite miracle story when I was a child was Jesus' feeding of the 5,000. We were always told that the boy brought to Jesus in John chapter 6 with his little bit of bread and fish had been the only one sent to hear Jesus with a lunchbox in hand, packed by his thoughtful mom. Clearly, mom-centered propaganda. But I always found the story staggering. I wondered how Jesus did it. How did he take a fish sandwich, basically, and turn it into a meal for 5,000 people with baskets of leftovers? Yes, by his power. But what did he physically do? Did he keep pulling food out of a never-emptying basket? Did he just keep tearing morsels off of never-diminishing bread and fish? I was fascinated, and it made me believe that miracles were always just around the corner. As I got older, of course, this sense of miraculous anticipation diminished. I prayed for girlfriends I didn't get. I prayed to pass tests that I failed. I prayed for big muscles. No dice. Jesus didn't seem to come through on my mundane requests very often. I wasn't really expecting him to show up in the comparatively more extraordinary signs and wonders. And then the question changed. The wording was still the same, but the intention behind it was different. Why doesn't God do miracles today like he did in the Bible? Didn't fuel wonder so much as skepticism. My period of wrestling with the reliability of the Bible and the veracity of the Christian faith it teaches was, by God's grace, thankfully brief. I don't recall ever really having a crisis of faith where outright belief in God hung in the balance. But I certainly wrestled from time to time with whether what the Bible said happened actually happened. Maybe, like some of the experts said, the Bible wasn't true in the historical sense, but true in other ways. Later, the miracles question became less about intellectual skepticism and more about theological curiosity. I believed soon enough, and still do, that the events depicted in the Scriptures as historical accounts were historically accurate, and that the Bible could be trusted to report events as they had really happened, including all the crazy stuff about living people being sucked up into heaven, frightened people walking through parted seas, and fortunate people hearing the very voice of God. So the question from my childhood remained, why doesn't God do this stuff anymore? Why don't we see these same kinds of signs and wonders in our modern age? You don't need miracles. I don't know if my answers to these questions will satisfy you. I don't know if they completely satisfy me. I have learned, spending most of my middle-aged life following Jesus, that sometimes the only answer God gives us to our questions is, you don't need to know that. The older I get, the more satisfied I am with that kind of response from God. But I think we have some answers to these questions in the Bible itself. You'll notice, for instance, that in the New Testament, the miracles become less and less grandiose, for lack of a better word, when Jesus begins his ministry. The heaven